You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. Our next guest has made a career out of cooking. And as a James Beard Award-winning chef, he'll be the first to admit that cooking is hard work.
But he says it should also be fun. And in this week's Food Friday segment, we're learning how to make great food and have a good time.
John Currence is the owner of the City Grocery Restaurant Group. It's based in Oxford, Mississippi. And he is the author of the book we're going to be talking about, Pickles, Pigs, and Whiskey, Recipes from My Three Favorite Food Groups, and Then Some. John, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, guys. How are you all?
We're doing pretty well. We're a little colder than you, but aside from that, we're doing fine. I want to talk...
That's all relative. That's all relative.
True that. I want to start talking about, before we get into the recipes, because we want to spend a lot of time with that, sort of getting in the mood for cooking. And you try to make cooking in the kitchen an event. You have some wine. You've got some music. You try to make it a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember as a as a child, sort of the revelry that went into time in the kitchen, in my family's house and my grandparents' house, and it never seemed like a chore, until cleanup time came. Of course, there was always so much joy involved in, being in the kitchen at my grandparents' house, handling this food that had come straight out of the garden. Or from animals that had, had just been killed or what have you. And so, it's very odd, for me to think about, through time warp, how we've gotten from that to, a time now where, cooking is drudgery. It's a chore. It's, it's just sort of onerous beast that, that folks address and they, they try to marginalize as much as possible because it's just, time-consuming and work, and without sort of saying it out now, the book is sort of an appeal for folks to, try to find the joy in cooking again. I mean, there's so much to it that it should be easy.
And one of the ways you get that done is in this book, you include a song for every recipe you've got there. What is it about music that makes cooking fun?
Well, I mean, I guess it may be more personal than anything else, but I mean, because music is played a a huge role in my life. I tell folks that I started my life at a Beatles concert. My mother took a group of her students in 1964 to City Park Stadium in New Orleans to see the Beatles when I was I was a month away from being born, and so that the Beatles was the first concert that I was at, and I've seen so many acts over the years, and played in a band for 7 years, and it's been a huge part of my life, and it just became a natural part of the kitchen, and it is a part of lots of kitchens, and I think it's just music can set the tone, whether it be metal that sort of gets the heart rate going, or classical music that just kind of calms the situation down. We listen to a little bit of everything, and whether it's at home or at work, I think it helps enhance the the mood of whatever the situation is.
And let's talk about food for a second here, as long as we're talking about a cookbook. You talk about your three favorite food groups, pickles, pigs, and whiskey. And, pickling seems to be kind of a, I don't know if it's a forgotten art, but it does seem to be something that's making a resurgence these days. What is it about pickling that really appeals to you?
Well, I mean, I guess it starts with the fact that, vinegar is perhaps my my favorite condiment, and it'd be real easy to make the case for the fact that I was just lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a very, very simple process, that has kind of gotten a bad rap, because when folks approach it, it's all of a sudden it's, oh God, we have to have tongs and a pot for sterilizing and jars and rings and lids and everything about it seems very sort of clinical and you know, and laborious, when in fact, you know, you can make pickles and stick them in the refrigerator and they'll keep forever.
And it seems like you haven't met a food that you don't want to pickle. You've even got a recipe in here for pickled Honeycrisp apples.
Right. Right. And, you know, for things like that, you know, are apples better? Is a Honeycrisp apple better pickled than it is, you know, fresh? You know, probably not. But you take something in, you know, like a Honeycrisp, and you enhance the flavor with a little bit of vinegar, turn it into something else, and it becomes an interesting addition to, you know, a salad as part of a, you know, a relish to go along with some grilled meat. You know, it just, you know, you still have the texture. You can still get the flavor of the apple, but all of a sudden you get the zing of the vinegar to go along with it. So, you know, but then there are things, you know, in there like the pickled okra, which are absolutely quintessential.
You also spend a lot of time in your book talking about desserts, and that really attracted us here in the northern climates right now because we need all the calories we can get in the next couple of days. There was one in particular that caught our eye. It was this chocolate espresso jolt cake. The jolt cake.
Right. It sounds like you make it with jolt cola.
Yeah, I remember that. Twice the sugar and double the caffeine or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's... I reference that in the head note, and that was, that was the idea. Young in my career, I really sort of noticed that, like, when I would go to these, you know, these big meals, these multi-course meals, that, like, by the time you got to dessert, you know, you were just literally exhausted. And, you know, as much as I, you know, would be a 20-something-year-old and, you know, feel like I ought to want to just load up and go out and have drinks when dinner's over, all I wanted to do was go to bed. And, you know, so I wanted to come up with something that just sort of, like, shot the senses and the nerve endings and everything in between. You know, so there's the caffeine and the chocolate and then this added espresso to it. And it's a lovely cake. It's a flourless chocolate cake. So it's really, you know, it's very fudgy. And when it cools, it's very dense. It's odd. Straight out of the oven. You know, it's this wonderful, like, pudding cake. But once it cools, the butter hardens and the chocolate hardens, and you get this really sort of dense, fudgy thing. And it's absolutely wonderful. And it was a white chocolate mousse were the two first desserts that we ever served at City Grocery when we opened in 1992.
So I'm assuming you can still buy Jolt Cola then.
No, you can't, actually.
You can't buy it. So what, do you just use Coca-Cola or something like that?
Well, there's none in there. The jolt is meant to be just sort of the jolt you get from the caffeine.
Ah, gotcha.
But it worked well because of, you know, sort of in those days, you know, of the early part of my career when I was living off of Jolt Cola and no-dose pills, remember those crazy caffeine pills and... you know, that's how I got through, you know, the end of college. And when I was working 4 or 5 cooking jobs, I, like, stayed awake at times.
And I should point out that we do have the recipe for that jolt cake up on the Central Time Facebook page. So if you're in the mood for something fudgy, chocolate pudding cakey, as we just heard it described, you can head over to the Central Time Facebook page and check it out for the recipe. Maybe something to do during the bitter weather coming our way. Now, we haven't talked yet about pigs, which is the third part of what you love in this cookbook here. Bacon is something that's dear to your heart. Real quickly, in our next 30 seconds or so, what do you love about bacon?
It's one of those things. It's been so omnipresent. And, you know, I've been exposed to so many different varieties of it, whether it was, you know, straight off of butchered hogs that, you know, my grandfather, you know, took in, you know, or, you know, these different, varieties of store-bought that I grew up with, or, you know, now the gazillion, varieties of boutique bacons that are out there. It's just one of those things that, you know, there's nothing else in the world that comes close to tasting like it.
And there we go. I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. John Currence, thanks so much for joining us. John Currence is a James Beard Award-winning chef, owner of the City Grocery Restaurant Group based in Oxford, Mississippi, and author of Pickles, Pigs, and Whiskey, recipes from my 3 favorite food groups, and then some.
You're listening to Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.